This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An American surveillance drone was forced to crash into the Black Sea on Tuesday after two Russian fighter jets performed what the U.S. called a reckless intercept, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The U.S. Air Force said the drone was conducting an intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, or ISR, mission. The Pentagon noted that the MQ-9 can carry weaponry, but declined to comment on whether this particular drone was armed. The spokesperson would only say the incident occurred in international airspace. The U.S. military said the incident followed a pattern of dangerous behavior by Russian pilots operating near aircraft flown by the U.S. and its allies, including over the Black Sea. The White House said the drone's downing was unique, however, and would be raised directly with Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Talks continue to extend a deal to allow grain shipments from Ukraine's Black Sea ports ahead of a deadline later this week, the United Nations and Turkey said on Tuesday after Kyiv rejected a Russian push for reduced 60-day renewal. Cyclone Freddy has killed at least 219 people in Malawi and Mozambique since Saturday night and displaced 11,000. People whose homes were washed away are sheltering. Lamech Messina reports from Blantyre.
Cyclone Freddy is one of the most powerful and longest-lasting storms ever recorded in the Southern Hemisphere. It caused destruction in Mozambique, where it made landfall over the weekend, making more than 20,000 homeless. In Malawi, meteorological experts say the cyclone is slowly moving back to Mozambique. In the meantime, rescue and search operations are underway in the cyclone-hit areas despite continuing rains. Lamech Messina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
This is VOA News. Hundreds of Israeli writers, artists, and intellectuals have called on Germany and Britain to cancel upcoming visits by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying his plan to overhaul Israel's judicial system has put the country on a destructive course. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The legislation to weaken Israel's Supreme Court was accepted by a parliament vote and will be passed to the Special Committee of Amendments. Israeli demonstrators blocked roads to government offices in Jerusalem the following day. The move gives Netanyahu's coalition control over the appointment of the nation's judges. They say the plan is a long overdue measure to curb what they see as outsized influence by unelected judges. But critics say the plan will destroy Israel's fragile system of checks and balances. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden has taken steps to strengthen gun background checks, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The president signed an executive order aimed at increasing background checks to buy guns, promoting more secure firearm storage, and ensuring U.S. law enforcement agencies get more out of a bipartisan gun control law enacted last summer. The backdrop was a suburban Los Angeles community where a gunman stormed a dance hall and shot 20 people, killing 11, following a Lunar New Year celebration in January. The executive order directs federal agencies to ensure compliance with existing laws and procedures. I'm Norman Hall.
Two girls are suspected of killing a 12-year-old girl who was found dead in western Germany over the weekend. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reports.
The body of the victim, known only as Louise, was found near a cycle path on Sunday by police. Her parents had raised the alarm the day before after she had visited with a friend. Investigators say she died as a result of knife wounds. A German investigator said the children admitted to the crime. Prosecutor Mario Manweiler said a motive for the crime may not come to an adult's mind, and that he could not release further details. Because of the young ages of the suspects, they are not subject to criminal law in Germany and are in the hands of the youth office.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles Tuesday, Seoul said. Pyongyang's second launch in days and the first since South Korea and the United States began their largest joint military drills in 5 years. Washington and Seoul have ramped up defense cooperation in the face of growing military and nuclear threats from the North, which has conducted a series of increasingly provocative manned weapons tests in recent months. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.